It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we get an inside tour of a Racine Tower designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, just opened up to the public.
First, the Federal Communication Commission today approved a plan which will allow broadband providers to charge websites a priority rate for faster internet service. The proposal would essentially create two streams of internet service, a fast lane offered at a premium rate, and everything else.
Observers say this could dramatically reshape the way users surf and experience the internet. It could open the door to internet service providers charging websites for higher quality delivery of their content to consumers.
So what does this mean for internet users and website content providers? Huffington Post reporter Matt Sledge has been covering the issue. He joins us now. Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
So Matt, you've been following and reporting on this net neutrality issue and today's FCC announcement. Tell us a little bit about what it says.
So we actually don't know what it says yet because the FCC is a little bit secretive, and when they vote on what they something like they voted today, it takes them a little while to actually put out the text of it. Technically, it's called a notice for proposed rulemaking. But what we do know from public comments that the commissioners have made is basically that the FCC's chairman, Tom Wheeler, is envisioning this kind of early-stage plan that might let your internet service provider, your broadband company, charge websites like Netflix for quick access for ordinary folks. It's important to keep in mind that this is just kind of the vote today just kind of kicked off the discussion. People have 120 days to comment.
And so essentially what the headline is then is that there could be a fast lane of the internet if content providers want to pay a little bit more, and then for maybe smaller companies, I guess, or other people who don't want to pay more, slower service.
Yeah, that could happen. It won't happen tomorrow, but eventually we could see an internet where maybe you and I as customers have to pay more for quicker internet, or maybe companies like Netflix have to pay more to get their content to us, but it would mark a rather dramatic shift from the way things have generally worked until now, where everybody has basically equal access on all sides.
So what is driving this change right now?
I think the big thing that's driving it is changes in the industry itself. We are using websites like Netflix that pump out a lot of traffic, these big video sites. So whereas in the past, if we were all just sending emails, it wasn't as big a deal. We weren't using up as much of the pipe, but we're kind of coming up toward the limit of what the pipes that the internet runs over can deliver to us. So the big question is, if we want to upgrade those pipes, who's going to pay? Is it going to be the broadband companies? Is it going to be companies like Netflix? Is it going to be you or me?
And these proposals, they come after the latest volley of talks and criticism and all of that between internet providers, content providers, and consumers. Can you frame a little bit of the debate for us about, you know, who's angling for which sort of a scenario to unfold here?
Sure. These big broadband companies like Verizon and AT&T and Comcast and so on, they want the FCC to adopt what they call a light touch approach, basically to butt its head out. And some of their allies in Congress, particularly congressional Republicans, but also a number of Democrats, back them. They say it's not appropriate for the FCC to do any sort of regulation of the internet. And on the other side, you have these companies like Netflix and Google and so on that want access to their customers without having to pay more for it. And then you have consumer activists and so on who are generally more on the left side of the spectrum, although that's not always the case, who say we have to have an open internet, and the only way to get that is by the FCC stepping in and preventing the so-called fast lanes from taking off in the first place.
So as a consumer, I guess the fear is that, you know, Netflix gets charged more and they pass along that extra money to the consumer and then prices go up, you know, from people's pocketbooks who are paying at home. How likely is that scenario to unfold, do you think?
We don't know. We're 120 days off from, you know, even having something like an official position from the FCC. And then we are years off from knowing the future. And that's one of the tricky, really tricky things talking about net neutrality. The FCC is trying to create these regulations or not create regulations, even as the industry is evolving before our eyes. So they're really trying to hit a moving target.
Well, let's talk net neutrality as a broader concept for a moment. So as I understand it, the principle of net neutrality states that internet service providers and governments should treat all data on the internet equally, should not discriminate or charge differentially by user, by content, by site, platform, application. So based on what we know about these proposals, does this violate the basic tenet of net neutrality on which the internet is founded?
That's where things get really controversial, because the FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler, you know, the FCC favors a different phrase, open internet. But he basically says, oh, yeah, my plan is net neutrality, and we can create fast lanes maybe without also creating slow lanes. Some of the advocates who are criticizing the tack the agency is taking say that's nonsense. You can't create a fast lane without shunting some other people off to the side to this slow lane. And a big debate is, you know, over whether the broadband providers can ever charge anybody for quick access to their customers. Tom Wheeler thinks that maybe they can do that and we can still have an open internet. Some consumer advocates very strongly disagree.
So speaking of Tom Wheeler, the FCC chairman, he's promising a series of safeguards to make sure that these new proposed paid prioritization or fast lane practices are carried out fairly, that they won't harm consumers. Is this something that the FCC can really deliver on?
That's a big question. We've had 10 years of debates at the commission and in the courts over whether and how the FCC can enforce and back net neutrality. And there was a big court decision back in January that struck down the legal basis for the FCC's previous version of net neutrality. Now Wheeler is giving it another go. Under kind of a variation on the same legal footing. But the advocates are really upset because they want him to kind of go nuclear on the broadband companies, to reclassify them under a provision of the law, and basically treat them like public utilities, like water companies or electricity companies, which would arguably give the FCC a much stronger legal footing to regulate the industry. Of course, industry doesn't like that at all. They say that it would give the FCC far too much power in regulating the internet.
Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
That was Matt Sledge, Huffington Post reporter.